Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order, the coordinating committee meeting to order at 5:18 p.m. Can we do a quick roll call?
Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Dave Adelson is here. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Mark Roberts? Absent. Fadi Saba?
Here.
Donna Warren is requested in absence. Ray LaForest? Absent. Lonnie Hicks. He's on vacation, is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Back tomorrow.
Okay.
Julie, I think we need to excuse the absences of all those aren't here.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we will go ahead and excuse the absences of members that weren't able to attend. The first item of the agenda is just approval of the agenda, and I want to make sure that everyone has it by now. I can also, well, I guess I'll read it for the sake of our listening audience. Number one is approval of the agenda, 5 minutes. Two is the approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Number three is to set the next meeting date for 5 minutes. Number four is an update from the executive director for 20 minutes. Number five is an update regarding legal counsel options for the PNB for 10 minutes. Number six is to review and discuss the new communications policy for 15 minutes. And those are the only items that I have currently on the agenda.
Julie, this is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
I have an addition. I would like to add an item about so that we can consider streaming the meetings of the bylaws, the National Bylaws Subcommittee of the Governance Committee.
Okay.
And I have an item.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get hers down. Okay. I have an issue regarding how to do strategic planning to deal with the fact that a significant portion of the audience on our stations for Democracy Now! May be migrating to podcasting, and we have no provisions for doing any fundraising on podcast material, which is particularly a problem because many more people than Pacifica listeners are listening to Democracy Now! On podcast. So I'd like to have an item on podcasting strategic planning.
Podcasting strategic planning. Okay.
Hi, folks. Sorry to be sorry. This is Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, welcome.
How are you?
Welcome. Thank you.
We're just getting started, Ray, so I just went over the agenda with folks, and we have two additional items.
Move approval of the agenda as amended.
Okay. It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. Let's go ahead with agenda items then number two, which is approval of the minutes. Dave had sent out and is really wonderful at sending out minutes immediately after we meet. So are there any, is there a motion?
This is Ray. I move that we accept the agenda as presented by Dave.
The minute.
I'm sorry, the minute.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Question, are we moving approval of both executive session and public session minutes?
It seems like we can, as long as there's no changes in it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be appropriate. Ray, was that the intent of your motion?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, I already seconded this.
Oh, sorry, Wendy. It's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we will approve the minutes from the last meeting, both regular and executive session. The next agenda item is just to identify our next meeting date. The PNB will be meeting on July 25th, and so I would suggest that we not meet before the next PNB meeting, but look at something after that. I know that we've been meeting on Tuesdays, and that's been pretty good for folks, so potentials are either the 2nd, the 9th, or the 16th of August.
Oh, 2nd, 9th, or 16th.
Well, what about the 26th? We don't want to do it that soon?
My guess would be that we wouldn't need to because, I don't know, the PNB wouldn't be meeting again for another month, but that would just be my recommendation. I'm open to whatever suggestions folks have.
So the next meeting of this rate of the PNB is the 25th?
Yes.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
So our meeting would follow it rather than precede it.
Yeah, because this 26th. Is our meeting prior to the next PNB meeting.
Yeah.
Do folks feel like we should meet on the 26th or we should look at something a little bit later in August?
Let me actually pull up that calendar that we've been using.
Oh, thank you, Wendy.
Yeah. Okay, the 26th is in, well, this was scheduled a while ago, so it may actually change, was an executive ED search committee meeting, but I haven't heard them talk about that lately, so I don't know, we scheduled that a long time ago. The next thing, we're talking about Tuesdays, there's nothing, no one's filled out anything for the 2nd or the 16th. None of those Tuesdays are full at this time in August.
That's right.
Okay, so are there recommendations for any...
How about 16th?
What was that?
16th.
The 16th? Okay, are folks comfortable with that?
Well, that's like a month away. Is that too far? I think that's too far.
Yeah, well, you got the full board meeting on the 25th.
Well, are you talking about the 16th of July? No.
August.
Yeah.
Can we do the 2nd?
Yeah,
of
August? I think the 2nd is better.
Just in case, I mean, we may be done and over with in half an hour, which would be fine, but if there's something that we got to do, I think we should have that scheduled and penciled in our calendars in case.
Sounds good. Well, this is where I don't have my book with me because I'm at the neighbor's house, but so I'll write it down.
Okay, are there any conflicts on the 2nd? All right, hearing none, then why don't we go ahead and set that as our next meeting date at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, since I'm there, I'm just going to go ahead and fill it in right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you give me the date again?
August 2nd.
That's a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next meeting on. Can we do the next two meetings after that too, so we're just ahead of the game?
Okay, our next PNB board meeting.
I'm calling back in 1 second.
Is the 29th. Our next teleconference. So it would be sometime after the 29th. Looking.
Well,
at
if we're meeting on the 2nd, shouldn't we? Okay. I think we should schedule our things so we're not immediately after or immediately before board meetings because we're supposed to be coordinating activities between meetings.
Yeah, and if you remember, actually, the communications policy that we passed that basically said that the coordinating committee would meet every 2 weeks.
Well, but if we pass the changes that we've talked about, then monthly should be fine.
Hello, everyone. It's Mark. How are you? Sorry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, right. How are you?
I'm fine. I didn't realize we had a meeting. I just went online and saw your notes, so here I am.
You should assume a meeting
every
day.
Night.
I know. It's been peaceful for one day. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mark, right now we're talking about scheduling our next couple of meetings. So we have one scheduled now for August 2nd, which is a few weeks away. Our next PNB teleconference in August would be the 29th. I would prefer to, you know, if we can meet monthly and that suffices, then that's what we put on the books. And if something comes up that needs more immediate attention, then we address it at that point.
Okay.
So
what was the date, Julie, of the PNB meeting, the August meeting?
Yeah, our August meeting is Monday the 29th.
Okay, thanks.
August. So we can look at something either the 6th or the 13th. of September for the next meeting? How do either of those dates look for folks?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Julie.
Oh, I was looking at the September dates, if we wanted to jump ahead and set something up for September, that either the 6th or the 13th, those are the first couple of Tuesdays in the month.
The 13th will be 3 days after I get married. I may be indisposed.
When you get married?
The 10th.
Congratulations!
Of September?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Grace, has she lost her mind?
Yeah, but that happened a while ago.
She didn't get the message I said to call me, huh?
Not news.
Oh, Mark.
But I can have, we still have a little time of patients go out, so I'll have her give you a call before we get it.
Please do.
Actually, though, 2 days, 3 days after may be a lot less hectic than...
No, I don't think so.
Before.
Well, we have that board meeting coming up in September on, what, the 23rd.
Right.
Yeah.
And there'll probably be a lot of coordinating necessary with the ED thing and all. Hold one second, please.
I'll make either of those times. She knows, she knew before she said yes that I spend most of my life on Pacifica phone calls.
Okay, so why don't we look at the 6th, since we may need to coordinate some stuff in anticipation of the board meeting in that month, and I think earlier would probably be better.
So we got August 6th, 2nd.
Work well for everyone?
And September 6th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, okay, I'm going to miss you all if we don't meet, you know, every 2 weeks, but, yeah, I'll go ahead and put it down.
Okay.
Okay, so that we've decided on August 2nd and September 6th.
Yes.
September 6th?
Yes.
Okay.
So, moving on to the next agenda item is the executive director update.
All righty. Deal with a number of issues. The Empire State antenna lease has been approved and sent back to Craigler for execution by Empire State.
What is this?
What is that noise?
I don't know. What has been sent and approved?
Empire State antenna lease.
Oh.
So we had to get a new one, and how long is that for?
For several years, and it depends on it's about 5 years, I think.
And the price is higher, right?
Of course, it escalates every year.
Uh-huh. So it's been sent to Craigler and executed?
They have to sign it now. Craigler's office and the other law firm negotiated it, and the same thing applies to all of those who are using it, so we sent it back.
Now, this is again. Which area is that for?
Beg pardon?
Which area is that for?
For your Empire State Building
BAI?
Antenna.
Oh, I see, the BAI, okay.
Yeah. Second thing is Paola Alert. I sent it out to everybody so that everybody could read it. We've established a date, which is Tuesday, to have a teleconference with all the GMs with Craigler on the line so that we can go with that. It's very important that, that everybody be there, especially all the GMs.
When you say everybody, do you mean board members too, or is it GMs?
It's for GMs, and they're the ones that are going to ask the questions and get clarity on it. But it's not nobody's locked out.
You know, I would move that we record that phone call, you know, and have it available for the programmers and everybody to access, which is real easy to do. I mean, we do this on every one of these calls. What do you think about that?
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
So do we need to ask Mr. Krigler if...
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah.
And see if there's a problem with that.
But if there was, we should be able to get a transcript, you know, if it was, even if it was a literal transcript.
Well, who's going to type it?
We'd have to ask somebody to listen to the tape and then type it.
Well, it is my informed opinion that one of our KPFTX, you know, dedicated people would probably be happy to record that. But you're going to have to notify them, Ambrose.
Okay. Well, you know, the only thing, Wendy, if I'm having an initial conversation with an attorney to get a clarification about an issue like that, I don't know if I'd necessarily think that that would be the call to record.
Well, that's what they're going to talk about.
It might restrict...
I'll talk to him. I'll talk to Krieger tomorrow about that. Yeah. Make sure it's okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to make a motion. I'm just making that suggestion.
Suggestion, yeah.
Because we did that at KPFT when they came to talk to us about obscenity and indecency, you know. They put it right up on KPFTX.org, our big meeting with everybody asking questions. And so it's out, you know.
Oh, okay.
Good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. You also
said, this is where I think if we do it this way, then people participating would have to know beforehand, I think, that this is going to be released.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's scheduled for when, Ambrose?
Tuesday.
And that's the...
The 19th. That's noon and 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
3 p.m. Ambrose, when you have that conversation, I would be interested to know what the... I read over what you sent, and I'm not clear about sort of in-kind... placements within programs. You know, we have a lot of steering to different clubs and different events,
mm-hmm.
and our programming is pretty standard now. And I don't know if that, you know, if it's a gratis thing, that's fine, or if there's a problem.
That's the reason we're having him on the line.
Okay,
to clarify it for you.
All right.
Yeah,
I wasn't
very
clear.
Important.
Yeah, I wasn't clear from reading it if that was the case, but we need to know that.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of questions about it.
Okay.
Ambrose, tell me what time again.
It's at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
Noon Pacific.
Okay. Thanks.
You'll be getting an email from me regarding the FL-CIO convention that's going to be held the 25th of July. And I asked Rob Robinson to coordinate it. Once you get it, get back to me, because it's a real, rather detailed program that they put together, and it's going to be offered to everybody, and everybody can decide whether or not they want to take it. I think you'll find it the kind of thing we ought to be doing. So I'll be sending that to you tomorrow by email. The Free Speech Radio News, General Manager of WPFW, Vern Avery Brown and Ursula, had a meeting last week to see if Free Speech Radio News could deal with the question of the headlines, because I did not continue the $11,000 aid to Verna because that's just too much money. And so they have pretty much generally agreed that they would do it for about $450 a month. And so that should happen pretty quick, and we can then notify all our affiliates about that. I sent the information regarding Free Speech Radio News proposed agreement to Mike Martin. I haven't gotten a response from him yet. I've also sent him information that we need for his preparation of Dan's release, and also sent him the lawsuit against KPFT. And I've said to him that in terms of KPFT, that lawsuit, that I would be
employing him instead of just a freebie on his part.
PFT thing. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, see, he's volunteering to do the thing you've got with the city or county there.
Right.
But the lawsuit, I want him to deal with as a hired attorney. And the same thing with, he was going to do Dan's release as well. So as soon as I have a conversation with him, he's emailed me back agreeing to do it. We've been missing each other by telephone.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Have you, by any chance, spoken with Ray Hill, the programmer who...
No, I've talked with Dwayne.
Okay.
But I have not talked to Ray Hill.
Okay, I think it might be a good idea. He's pretty available, and I'll get you his number.
Oh, okay. I've asked Dwayne to see if they have a copy of... what was supposed to have been said on the air, if so, to send it to me. And I would make that available to the attorney as well. Very important.
Well, you know we do, because KPFT rocks on the archives.
I don't know about the rocking, but you got some pretty good archives.
No, I mean, it's my guess that we do, that's all.
Yeah, I told him I need to get a copy of that so we can know what we're dealing with. I'm going to be speaking with the Finance Committee tomorrow, and I'll be dealing with them on, there's some rather serious financial problems that we're facing, but I want them to vet those first, and so we can get it to the full board. The board needs to understand what the financial situation is. What we've done in the past, and we were proposing to do it this time, to take a look at the last month or the last 2 months. So this is going to go through May. And it's just, to me, it's not satisfactory. We've got to deal with problems. This is mid-July. And we've got to take a look at what the finances look like now, as well as going back to cover May. So we're going to do that tomorrow. And I'm going to make that available to the full board. It's very important to take a look at it. BAI is a very serious problem. They're getting ready to do a campaign, I believe, starts on the 18th. They hope to raise $250,000. But, that is just
a drop.
Yeah. And
is what? I couldn't hear.
It's a drop in the market. Yeah.
Is that a planned drive, Ambrose?
I'm sorry?
Is that a planned drive?
Well, I don't know when they first planned it, but I was made aware of it since I've been here. And they hope to raise $350,000. The last time, they were $400,000 short. And what I didn't understand, and I'm sure the rest of the board members don't understand, we advance money to the stations and then get it back from them. So that meant that when I first came here, something like $80,000 that we were going to be short. But I don't want to deal with that now. I think the Finance Committee ought to take a real strong look at it and see what we ought to be doing in terms of our finances. And the last time we met, you asked me to send out to all the management people that they ought to be CCing policy stuff. And so I did send that out.
We all saw that. Thank you.
Yeah. And let's see, what else?
Ambrose, can I ask you about the, did you get the discovery form for Form 2 from the
executive. Yeah, I got it.
So
I thought you guys were going to fill that out.
Well, no, because we did fill out a form. That's the second form.
Second form.
You know, it's a form about finance. Hold on a second, please.
It's the one that has stuff that the executives might know more about than the board, so that's
okay.
why they wanted
no,
you
yeah.
as the acting ED to answer
no
some questions.
No
I mean,
sweat.
Basically, the organizational chart, the you yeah. know, the annual fundraising goals, the sort of organizational things that you and Lonnie and et cetera would have at your disposal.
No sweat.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll execute it.
All
yeah,
right.
you can ask for help on that, Ambrose.
Okay.
yeah, because she wanted to have it by, like, Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
they forgot to include that, but they wanted to have it by Tuesday because we're drafting these, some of the documents we'll be sending to applicants, okay?
Yeah. Okay, can I send them a check?
yes, yes.
okay.
And the signed contract.
We already sent the signed contract, but I said we're not going to send the check until they tell me I can send it.
Yes, please send
oh,
the check.
Oh, you're allowed.
so, okay, we'll send the check out tomorrow. It's been prepared. We just hadn't sent it.
By the way, Ambrose, if we're not taking too long, could you quickly go over the situation of each station? I mean, we know that VI is doing worse than anybody else. I understand that KPFA is having some trouble.
Yes, KPFA went into some of their reserves because of their drive. But I'd really like to fully discuss this with the Finance Committee. And so we can bring you up to date.
Okay.
It's the whole board up to date because I want to send out some material. So the full board understands what's happening financially because I thought I knew, but I didn't. Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah. To me, it's critical. I mean, this,
to all of us, it's critical.
yeah. yeah.
sort of hard to exercise your fiduciary responsibility.
But let me say this to you in response to that question. Each station has separate problems, some more serious than the others. Fortunately, at this point, I guess W is in more stable conditions financially, but everybody is having some problems, and we've got to address those. And I want the Finance Committee to deal with these things rather seriously in terms of the information that I'm going to have Lonnie to give tomorrow, because we've got to lay it out.
I have to go, guys. I'm sorry. I just got a call I have to take.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ambrose, this is Dave. I'm supposed to generate the agenda for tomorrow's meeting, so if after this call you could let me know about how much time and what items to put.
Will do. Be glad to. You know that.
What, if any, time we need to spend an executive session, then I can...
You got it. You got it. Yeah. Very important.
So the full board meeting?
No, this is for the Finance Committee tomorrow. So we can begin the process of really dealing with our financial situation. But generally, that's where we are. And I'll get back to you if there's anything. What I've been trying to do is to get as much information out to everybody so everybody knows at the same time what's going on. And I'll continue to do that. I think it's so important.
Thank you, Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ambrose. And I just want to also thank you just for your responsiveness and your, you know, due diligence on all of that. I think it's really helped the board, the interactions between the board and management up until this point. So
yeah, I'm really excited about beginning to deal with the stuff. That's great. I like that.
Yeah.
Choice of words, and let's do it.
Yeah, it's because, you know, what always frustrated me is that this board is a collection of very bright people. And it just frustrated me no end that we were dealing with other stuff than the business of corporations. So I've been very happy to deal with most board members and GMs and all the rest of it. And I think there are a lot of people that want to really do some things for Pacifica, and that's where it's got to be.
Well, thanks again for stepping up.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, moving on to the next agenda item, it's an update regarding some of the legal counsel options that, Ambrose, I know you were working on with Maria Armudian.
Well, Maria is supposed to send me her list of alternatives. I haven't gotten that yet, but I haven't had to use any attorney except for Krigler and what we're doing with Mike. So we're not going to use it until Maria can get me the firm that she thinks there might be best for us, and we've checked them out, and then I'll make recommendations to the full board. And when she gets it to me, I will send it to everyone.
Ambrose,
yeah.
So the attorney in Sacramento that was being used by previous executives hasn't been consulted lately?
So let me say it again.
I heard no. You. Okay, so we aren't consulting anybody about whether directors have the rights to inspect documents of the foundation lately.
Let me say it one more time.
I heard you.
The only two attorneys I've dealt with since I've been here has been Mike Martin and Craigler.
Okay, so Maria's, what did you say again?
As soon as Maria gets me her list, you see, I had called an attorney in the Washington area who has been head of the Bar Association to ask him for contacts out here to deal with our kind of situation. He gave me a long list. And if you recall, Maria said she has a better focus on it. And so as soon as I get that from her, then we'll take a look at those. And when we do, we'll send them out to you with our recommendation. Oh, there's one other thing I haven't mentioned. I have interviewed candidates for human resources. And I'm going to have another conversation tomorrow. And if I get the right answers, I will be hiring a human resources person, as the board has requested I do. Let me say one other thing. This is going to be kind of sensitive. I've been trying to find a lot of job descriptions. I can't find them. For example, I need to find the job description for Verna Avery Brown. There's a lot of money being spent there. Well over $85,000 a year. And I'm going to be reviewing that. I know it's sensitive to a lot of people, but you've got to deal honestly, or you don't deal at all. And I just want to let you know up front that that's what I'm going to be doing. I also understand that we've been paying a portion of the salary of Valerie, who is very ill, and I'm going to be reviewing that situation as well. I'm not going to, when I find out what I need to know, I'll let all of you know.
This is Ray. What role does Dan Coffrin do in updating you on things like that at this point?
What role is he what?
Would he be playing in updating you?
Oh, he's not doing anything. He's taking care of his wife and the two babies that are
coming
very soon, I understand.
All right.
That's pretty much, Madam Chair.
Okay, thanks.
Madam Chair, I just want to say I'm back. Fadi Sef is back.
Oh, great, Fadi. Thanks. The next agenda item is to review and discuss the new communications policy. And I know, Dave, one of the things you were going to mention is that we didn't get any feedback from the rest of the board.
I'm sorry. When I sent out the minutes, it had... what I've started doing in the minutes is putting a summary of motions at the top so that people don't have to dig through all the, you know, minutes approval, blah, 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 but just can look and see at the very top what the substantive actions of the committee was. And so in that, I did put up at the top that this was the proposal, that there was a proposal, but I never sent a separate email to the board saying, here's what we're contemplating, what do you think? It was contained within those minutes. So I don't know if we could talk about it more now. I don't find it particularly controversial, but if people think it's better, one possibility is we could give it tentative approval. I could still send the text then to the board in a separate email. And I'm sorry, I was driving that day at the end of our call, so I didn't send out anything after that call. But so we could tentatively approve it as a committee. I could send it to the board, and then by the time the PNB deals with it, we could have gotten whatever feedback we were going to get on that policy, so we could at least move to amend it quickly if people had amendments. I don't know what people want to do, but anyhow, it was sent out in the minutes. It wasn't flagged.
Yeah, that was actually one of the points that I was going to make, is maybe just sending this as a separate item to the board and asking them for their comments and input, because I was realizing that too when I was looking over the minutes and looking at some of the actions that we needed to move forward on. And so I apologize too for also not taking that step and putting it as an explicit email, but I think that would help to just get the attention of the board maybe a little bit more rather than it being embedded in the minutes.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Madam Chair, especially because it feeds into what I'm trying to do, and that is to get everything out to the board as quick as possible for their review. So I would certainly agree with that.
How do folks feel about that? That we pass this as a committee, still send it out to the board for input and review, and then this be added to the agenda for the next PNB teleconference meeting?
This is Ray. This was reviewed already by committee.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
That was tabled.
In last meeting, excuse me.
Okay. Well, now you say we, you've been the governance committee?
Coordinating committee.
That's the one I could not stay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, you were on when we for that you left for the executive session, but we did that in open session, and you stayed for that, I believe.
So are there any objections to moving forward that way?
I don't have any objections.
Okay. Well, if there aren't any objections, then why don't we go ahead and proceed that way. And Dave, do you want to take the lead on sending it out to the full board, or would you like me to do that?
Yeah, I'll do it, and you remind me if I don't.
Okay. Okay,
does anybody have any objection? I mean, the motion as we've written it is we revise the communication policy so that information requests from directors are made directly to the ED and CC to the PMB. The ED will schedule fulfillment of the request, and coordinating committee will review the status of requests at each meeting. I can integrate that language into the former communication policy, striking the things with which it conflicts. Do you want me to go ahead and do that? Or should I just send this motion I'll just send this with the former policy, and we can just pass it like this.
Right, just send it as is.
I think that makes sense. Okay, the next agenda item is the Bylaws National Subcommittee and finding ways of streaming that. And I know, Wendy, this is something that you added to the agenda, so I don't know if you want to begin the discussion.
I'm happy to begin the discussion, and I would like to just, if it's okay, to do it informally and just say what I think the issue is. So as I understand it, we have a PNB governance committee, and the governance committee has a few subcommittees. And you can call them subcommittees, you can call them working groups, I don't know. But they have one that is dealing with they're dealing with bylaws revision suggestions, okay, which is great. I'm so happy to hear that. I never heard of a national committee doing that. The way I think that the PNB passed a resolution saying that each station, each signal area would have, or each LSB would have bylaws committees and everybody's working on bylaws, and that's what we need to be doing. And so it has come to my attention that there is a national group working on bylaws, and the only reason it's really coming to my attention is because they're coming up with all kinds of provisions for the bylaws and seeming to be on an accelerated pace to pass some of them, perhaps even before the bylaws convention. And so I would just, I'm on the elections committee, and we're working on, you know, maybe revising the elections timeline, and now I'm hearing that it's already all set up by this other committee, and people are concerned about that. And so it seems to me important that if Pacifica is paying for the phone calls, for conference calls, for a national committee, or even a working group that's not in executive session, that this should be an open meeting, just like all of our other meetings are open meetings, and that they should be streamed by the foundation and recorded and available for archive. Because there's nothing more important right now than working on the bylaws. We got this bylaws convention to work out. So my motion is that the meetings of the, Dave, what's this committee called?
It's called the Working Group. It's actually the Bylaws Working Group, or Bylaws Convention Working Group.
Bylaws Convention? So is there a charge to work out how to do a convention, or is it for bylaws suggestions?
They are coordinating the entire process of how to organize this and aggregating, which includes taking input from LSB bylaws committees, aggregating those, helping us figure out what's the scheduling, when do we need to have considered what. So they're sort of doing everything. And one of the issues that they raised on the last governance committee call was that for one of the things that's being proposed is changing when the I wish Bob were here, because I don't remember all the details. But there were certain issues which, if passed, would change when the election would happen. No, it wasn't when the election would happen. It was when the candidate period would occur. In other words, right now we have a very long window for declaration of candidacies. There's a whole timeline specified in the bylaws, and one of the things that I think is being suggested is that be contracted. And
right. Well, the end result is that they're proposing something that would have to go to a vote of the membership, and so I think that this is extremely important. I'm really happy to hear that they're working on this. I'm not sure if my own station has any representation on this committee. I kind of think that they don't. And so anyway, I would
just,
like
just
to...
Just so you know, the working groups of the governance committee are essentially open membership for any committee member. So the working group notifies the committee that they're going to meet, and then anybody who wants to participate, participates.
Okay, well, I'm on... Well, okay, so your committee knows that, but the PNB doesn't know that. The stations don't know that. We would like people... I mean, my motion is that those meetings dealing with such important things be streamed and recorded and available for archive.
Okay, but do you want to add be noticed?
Yes.
Streamed.
Well, yes, just like they're regular meetings. They're not executive session.
Just so you know, I raised the question on the governance committee recently, not recently, but early in the year, about whether, you know, the finance committee was having working group meetings, and we were having working group meetings, and I raised the question of whether we needed to deal with it as a policy issue, whether, you know, these meetings were subject to notice requirements and other
not covered in the bylaw. That's the problem.
And the governance committee said it's not something we need to deal with. It's not an issue. It's not covered in the bylaws.
It would have been real easy for them to say, "Yeah, but we want everybody to know. We're so excited. Let's, you know."
I trust me. Look, I understand that. The point is that what you're suggesting is a reasonable idea. This working group's very important, and there's, unlike a lot of other working groups, you know, when the thing comes to the... See, the underlying thinking was anything that comes out of a working group has to come to the committee and then gets discussed in committee anyway. So it's still something that's being done publicly, and this is just a way for a small number of people to work through a whole bunch of stuff.
But I take your point. So anyhow, I understand.
Yeah, I totally get that. I understand all that. It's just that this is such important stuff, and we need a little bit of time to. If they want to get those ideas passed, then I mean, people are real likely to not want to pass it if they don't understand and weren't in on the conversation.
It has to go back to the committee, though, and the committee has to inform everybody.
Right.
Wait, I have a question, maybe from Dave for David.
I don't think Ambrose was done yet.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was pretty clear that the committee itself has to be wide open in considering anything that comes from a working group, and it has to be streamed. So you're doing double streaming here.
Yeah, but it's not like it's just going to go, okay, here, we pass this, and then it's just going to, like, instantly be passed
the other way.
It helps to have the people who are in on it, we can hear from them.
Wendy, what has not happened is the committee itself did not inform the entire board that there was this working group doing it.
Oh, no, it's in our minutes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to read the minutes. Important group
that.
Like groups like this.
Don't tell people.
You need to tell everybody on the board that this is happening. It's very important. A very important working group. But in terms of the streaming should take place when the committee deals with it, and it has to deal with it wide open. So the step that was missed was that you didn't inform the rest of the board that this working group was dealing with this very important issue.
I can't think of any reason to not stream it.
Well,
hey, buddy.
But exactly. This is Ray. Oh, what I wanted to say, though, is that I was going to ask Dave, are other committees being streamed? And
you mean other working groups?
Working groups?
Oh, working groups, yes, of course.
No other working groups.
So exactly.
We have three working groups in governance, and we have two or three of them in finance.
So those working groups have to report to the committee first, and the committee has to discuss it, whether they would adopt those recommendations anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So as Ambrose just said, I think what's needed is better communication between, you know, when especially something that important, so that the rest of us know this is happening.
If I could say it again, this working group is going to need first the governance committee to approve all their changes, and they're going to want them to vote them in. You know, whatever they come up with, they're going to want the governance committee to approve them, and the governance committee is going to want the national board to approve them. Otherwise, all this other work is for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to hear what the arguments are and how it's all going. I mean, this bylaws convention is going to be a nightmare already, and I'm kind of shocked to hear that, oh, this committee is actually going to be charged with figuring out how to do a bylaws convention as well as what all the changes are. This is an incredible amount of work for how many people are on this committee, Dave?
I don't know.
He's also informal.
No, I mean, I don't mean that to sound flippant. We have open membership. So Lydia Brazon is the convener of it. She convenes it. But, you know, on the contracts working group, contracts policy working group, we've had, different membership each time. I will say this, that one of the reasons that it's important to have, and one of the reasons I raised the question of whether working groups needed to be publicly accessible is because really a lot of the rationale, a lot of the thinking, and a lot of decisions about what does come forth and doesn't do happen in those early discussions. So it's useful to have it. But, you know, the flip side of that is that when you're starting to talking about all this work going on, it becomes exponentially more demanding, and it is still the case that it comes back to committee. The committee discusses it, and then before it gets passed, it comes to the PMB, and the PMB also discusses it. So
the other problem with streaming, though, is that in those working groups, you get all kind of weird suggestions.
Yeah.
And that goes out on the air, and people think you're seriously considering it, when it, just another weird suggestion that should not have been put on the table.
With
it gets
all
back to the committee.
Yeah, Ambrose, but with all due respect, I mean, this is, you know, the workings of the organization. This is what's happening. If you're worried about, like, obscenity or something, this is not radio. It's not the same thing as that. If somebody has a weird idea, that it should be considered or disposed of, but it's still... There's no reason to have any of these arguments in private session, and I've got to tell you, I'm quite sure that KPFD has no representation on this committee. I mean, we might have, maybe Deb Shafto signed up for it, but she's been gone all summer, and so really, I don't think that there's any reason to put this, to make this all be secret. The public can help, and or they should at least just know what's going on.
I'm moving that we
stream and record these and archive these meetings.
Wendy, what about the idea of having notice requirements to the full board and LSBs for working group meetings? And that way anyone in the governance structure can attend.
It took thousands of people to come up with the bylaws that we have now. I mean, I really think that this is something that concerns everyone, especially considering everything that we've gone through over the last 5 years. There's just absolutely no reason to have any negotiations in secret.
Okay. Well,
that's my move that, I mean, and look, the cost to the foundation is minimal. You consider the fact that we have these KPFTX people sitting in on, you know, thousands of hours of meetings where we just, you know, where there's not much of consequence happens. The fact that we want everybody to come together and approve some changes to the bylaws, it really is important that people know what's going on. I mean, that's it. That's my motion.
Okay, the motion has been heard. Is there a second?
Just a point of order. According to R. Paul Martin, in committee, you don't need a second
for
a motion.
God, I'm so sick of hearing that.
Righty. So, the motion's on the floor. Is there any further discussion about the motion?
I have a problem with the motion because I feel that even though this is important, there are other important business. And unless, as David just started suggesting, that unless we do something that impacts on other working groups that are in similar situations, I think maybe we should take a second look at it and make it a more, you know, universal kind of principle.
Well, I'm not asking for all the other working groups. I'm asking for the bylaws working group.
I understand.
It could, of course, be extended if we want, but really it's just the fact that this is such an important issue.
Okay. Are we ready to go to a vote?
No.
Are there any objections to the motion?
From Ray, yes.
Okay. Dave, can we do a roll call?
Okay. Let me get this ready. Okay. Okay, Ray?
No.
I'll vote yes. Wendy?
Yes.
Fatty?
Sure, yes.
Julie? The chair votes in committee.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, Ambrose?
Abstain.
Okay. Motion passes. 4 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention.
For the record, Dave, as chair of the governance committee, do you know when the next meeting of that group is?
Yeah, it's the fourth Thursday. So
meet once a month?
Yeah, we meet monthly.
No,
there's a special meeting that's been requested for Friday the 22nd of the governance committee. In terms of if you're asking the working group, the answer is I don't know, but our motions are advisory until the PMB adopts. I can let the committee know that the coordinating committee is recommending this, and if it's without objection, I assume that Lydia can make arrangements.
To do this one on the 22nd?
No,
you said that was the governance.
The 22nd is a governance committee meeting, so we'll be talking. I don't know about working group meetings.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm...
Can I ask something, a clarifying question, though? It says the meetings of this working group be noticed, streamed, and archived. And then in discussion, it was like, as in formal committee meetings. Formal committee meetings have notice requirements of a week, and I think working groups sometimes say, hey, can you guys meet tomorrow? I've done that. I did not understand we were imposing a notice requirement of 7 days, are we?
Well, it wasn't addressed in the motion, but I would just say, and obviously the spirit of it is that we'll make every attempt to, if there's a meeting, then we should try and get it publicly streamed and archived.
Okay, well, if you will remind me, I'll email Lydia and let her know that the committee passed this motion, that the PMB has not yet considered it, but leaving it sort of, to the discretion of the working group until it becomes policy.
Well, Dave, all I would say is that I'm not that concerned that, oh, there might be three meetings before the PNB meets. It's not that. I'm not, like, after them or anything. I just
know.
Want this considered by the PNB at the next meeting. So, you're the secretary, so I want you to tell them that we voted for that.
Okay, we'll
and,
do.
I'll
let them know.
And of course, if they volunteer to do it ahead of time and people are available to do it, that's great. But I don't think it's that crucial. I don't know.
Okay.
And I think, too, in terms of the noticing requirement, that wasn't my understanding of the motion.
Right.
That's not something that I would be in favor for the reasons that Dave mentioned, that oftentimes these working groups kind of throw meetings together on the spur of the moment. So I think... Again, with the intent being, where possible that they would do that, but not holding them to any sort of formal noticing requirement. And if that is the intention of this motion, then I would have to reconsider my vote. So.
Okay.
All righty.